Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
Welcome to a special holiday edition of Batshit Crazy. I'm Jason Williams. As you prepare for the Thanksgiving holiday, if you are a progressive Democrat here in Utah, you're also preparing for being surrounded by your conservative family members, staunch Republicans and party loyals here in Utah, who just can't wait to have you there as a captive audience to tell you how wrong you are. You see these online all the time, how to talk to your Republican family members about X, how to talk to your conservative family members about Y. And I wanted to supply one of my own because it's a Republican Party mantra right now for, well, for about a year and a half as they've produced no jobs bill and have seemed seemingly bereft of all ideas on what to do about the state of the economy. They want to talk about the deficit. If we just reduce the deficit, everything will be peachy. Why are the Democrats not playing along? Well, is that true? Is it even possible? We're going to talk about that a little bit. This is something you'll hear. You've heard it from every Republican lawmaker in Utah, state senators and House representatives, as well as party officials in the Utah GOP. Every single time I hear this, one question pops into my head. You know, you can have the debate. You can have the debate. Okay, if the deficit is the problem, let's look at where the deficit came from and do something about that. Okay, well, a good chunk of it is Bush's two wars. So if we get rid of those, there's a good chunk of it gone. If we, let the Bush tax cuts expire, well, there's a couple of trillion right there that will disappear from the deficit over the next 10 years. What else is there? Oh, healthcare costs. That was a huge contributor to our deficit spending. What can we do about healthcare costs? And then it just kind of screeches to a halt right there with the Republican Party, doesn't it? Because what can we do about healthcare costs? Status quo. More of the same. Free market. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah. So what do you do when you're surrounded by people repeating these bumper sticker slogans at the Thanksgiving dinner table? Ask them a simple question. When someone says, whether it be a Utah lawmaker on the news, or whether it be a family member at the Thanksgiving dinner table, or whether it's just a neighbor that casually mentions it as you're out for your evening stroll, just ask them simply, okay, how technically does the deficit reduction improve the economy? How does that work? And watch their face. Just watch for a second as the gears grind to a halt and the eyes cross and they start to look like they're having a bowel movement. Back in August, Speaker of the House John Boehner told the Washington Post, this is a direct quote from John Boehner in the Washington Post, "As every economist and every rating agency has made clear, getting our deficit under control is the first step to help get our economy growing again and create jobs." Really? That's every poll out there says the public disagrees. Every poll out there says the public wants to see economic turnaround and unemployment dealt with first. They want jobs first, then deal with the deficit. But this, again, a completely accurate summary of the Republican economic mantra for a good year and a half at least. It's all they have to say. The economy's bad, and the way to fix it is to cut government spending, which creates jobs. So you've got three steps there, right? Economy bad, cut government spending, create jobs. Now, that sounded familiar to me. So I've got a little audio clip I want to play here. That reminds me of this Republican economic solution. Let's just cue this up here.
All our work is done.
So what are you going to do with all these underpants that you steal?
Collecting underpants is just phase one. Phase one, collect underpants.
So what's phase two?
Hey, what's phase two? Phase one, we collect underpants.
Yeah, but what about phase two?
Well, phase three is profit. Get it?
I don't get it.
You see, phase one, collect underpants. Phase two,
Sure.
Phase three, profit.
Oh, I get it.
There you have it. Phase one, collect underpants. Phase two, crickets. Phase three, profit. That's the Republican economic strategy. Phase one is you look at the bad economy, you look at the high unemployment, you look at GDP growing at barely at a percentage a quarter, and you agree there's a problem. Step two, blank. I'm doing this wrong. Step one is cut the deficit. Step one is cut government spending. Step two, pause. Step three, you've created jobs. The economy's better, country's back on track, et cetera, et cetera. John Boehner again said, every economist and every rating agency out there makes this clear. He's a liar. He's just a liar. The idea that every economist agrees on anything, first off, is ludicrous. But give you some examples here. One economist, at least, a very prominent economist, Nobel Prize winning economist, Paul Krugman in the New York Times writes, what would a real response to our problems involve? First of all, it would involve more, not less, government spending for the time being. Mass unemployment and incredibly low borrowing costs. We should be rebuilding schools, roads, water systems, and more. It would involve aggressive moves to reduce household debt via mortgage forgiveness and refinancing options. It would involve an all-out effort by the Federal Reserve to get the economy moving again with all the tools they have available. So Krugman's first step, of course, is, just a reminder, more government spending. He's an economist, so every economist doesn't agree at all. Christina Romer, chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, wrote in the New York Times back in midsummer this year, it would be a mistake to respond by reducing the deficit more sharply in the near term. That would almost surely condemn us to repeat of the 1937 downturn. A higher unemployment would make it all the much harder to get the deficit under control later. What she's saying there basically is that government will still cost money, period. And if you don't get unemployment under control now, it's just going to cost more money. It's so simple, people. She continues, the lesson here is that fiscal stimulus can help to address economic recovery, an idea supported by new studies of the 2009 stimulus package, which showed that it did stave off a deeper recession. Additional short-run tax cuts or increases in government investment would help deal with our unemployment crisis. In place of the tepid budget agreement now in place, we could pass a bold plan with more short-run spending increases and tax cuts, coupled with more serious phased-in deficit reduction. So basically there, spend now to get the economy moving and get people spending money, and then work on reducing the deficit over the next 10 years. It's not rocket science. What she's talking about there too, she mentions that focusing on reducing the deficit now would have consequences similar to the 1937 downturn. What happened in 1937? Here's what makes the Republican ideology on this whole thing so ridiculous is we've already learned this lesson. This is basically in 1937, we had a tenuous, what happened is we had the Great Depression and we had a tenuous recovery from the Great Depression. That sounds familiar, right? Roosevelt's New Deal generated a lot of growth and reduced the unemployment rate from 25% in 1932 to less than 10% in 1937. But what happened in 37? Everyone says, oh, the unemployment rate, it's way down. Everything's looking rosy. And the deficit hawks swoop in. And they say, it's time to cut the deficit, President Roosevelt. The New Deal worked. It's time to cut the deficit. A lot of people at the time saying, it's too soon. Give it a little while longer. They didn't listen. Roosevelt agreed with the deficit hawks. He was outnumbered, basically. The result, a severe recession that caused the economy to contract so sharply that unemployment rate went nearly double in just a few short years. And basically at that point, the only way we dug ourselves out was the spending again that happened in the lead up to World War II. Republicans like to ignore that step. They like to say Roosevelt did his New Deal and it didn't do anything until World War II. That's their version of history, but they're liars. Because what happened is in 1932, we have the New Deal. Unemployment down to 10% from 25%. 1937, the deficit hawks saying exactly the same thing that you're hearing from the Republican Party today talk President Roosevelt into focusing on the deficit too soon, and unemployment soars again. Stays high until, again, we start spending again in the 1940s, and we bring unemployment back down. So the economy is growing weakly right now. 7.8 million jobs have been lost since the recession. This is a bad situation. And the Republicans, all the Republicans have. Here's a quick little rundown of what the Republicans have. John Boehner claims the Republicans have a plan that will create jobs. He told ABC that back in early November. And he's, I guess they're just sitting on it. But the reality is that House Republicans under John Boehner's leadership have failed to pass a single bill that even mentions jobs. They can't. They're too busy defunding Planned Parenthood and talking crazy for the social conservatives. Basically, Republican proposals, this is something that more economists do agree on, unlike John Boehner saying everyone agrees with him. The majority of economists actually agree that all the Republican proposals we've seen so far won't mean much for the economy or the job market next year. In fact, they barely have anything to do with it. But we voted to reaffirm "In God We Trust" as the official motto of the United States. Thanks to House Republicans. There's a little fact checking here. Republicans have not produced any alternative jobs bill to the president's jobs bill. Any Republican proposals like rolling back regulations will not create jobs next year. This is a Moody Analytics response. Moody Analytics told the Republicans, "You're full of shit." Republican proposals like rolling back regulations will have little immediate effect and very little overall effect. This is coming from Joel Prakken, chairman of the Macroeconomic Advisors. These are serious economic players that are looking at the Republican Party and saying, "You guys are a joke." And this is the same type of garbage that your conservative relatives will throw at you on Thanksgiving Day. Well, you're trying to enjoy your turkey. So I just want to remind you of the simple question you ask them. When it comes to deficit reduction, when it comes to creating jobs, when it comes to economic recovery, their plan is cut government spending to reduce the deficit. So just ask them this. What comes next? Technically, not just the Frank Luntz bumper sticker slogan talking points, not the moronic comments you hear from senators like our own Mike Lee. What technically comes next after, if we stumble upon a basket of money tomorrow that would pay off our deficit entirely, what happens next for there to be more jobs, more economic growth, and a brighter future for America? Ask them that question. See if you get an answer. My feeling is you probably won't. Again, it's the Underpants Gnome Strategy for Economic Recovery, brought to you by the Tea Party-controlled U.S. House of Representatives and the Republican Party. And it has trickled all the way down to the Utah Republican field. You'll hear a lot about it in 2012. But until you get some answers to those questions, there's absolutely no reason to take these people seriously when it comes to any kind of economic proposals. That's my final word on the issue. I hope this helps you, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I'll be back next week with more batshit crazy here on The Left Show. I'm Jason Williams.